Oh, we had that problem before.
Okay.
Right? This is finance and admin. Kate Hansen is sick today, so it'll be Greg Hansen and myself, Keith Olson. Claims. You can hide if you like.
I'm still waiting for the claims document.
Oh, it's up here too.
I can read that.
I had three, but go ahead.
No, go for it.
Yeah.
92199, CARE.
CARE Medical, I think that is probably for the CDL licenses they need.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and the checkups.
92215. Ferndale Record.
Ferndale Record.
The bank fees part, what?
That's a miscellaneous. I don't know what the 34, that could be court bank fees. It's not all bank fees usually in that line. It's a miscellaneous, but 34 could be the court's bank fees.
Why would?
But that's Ferndale Record.
Yeah.
Oh, Ferndale Record. Yeah. No. 34, Ferndale Record.
You can just send me a little thing. If that's, I'm just curious. It's kind of a weird one.
It's about the right price for our annual subscription.
Is that all it is?
It's only $34.
Okay.
Another one of those code things that I hate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's misleading.
Yeah, Linden Tribune is about $40.
I know. I think I'll take the including bank fees off. That's just a weird one.
92345.
What did you say, 4 or 5?
Yeah. 92345.
Right there.
Carrie.
That.
So this is kind of almost a transfer where I believe Malloy Terrace, a new subdivision up on Malloy, needed to pay to the Carries latecomer fees. So what happens is they pay us as an intermediary, and then we then cut a check to the Carey brothers for them.
Yeah, so that's not our expenditure.
It's a refund of Carey fees?
No, it was
our latecomer fees?
I guess sort of. I mean, so Carey's went in back in 2005, did the improvements.
Paid.
And then the benefit area for Malloy Terrace was apparently $38,000 and some change. So Malloy Terrace, when they came in, are owing that to the Carey brothers. And the city acts as...
Okay. So we're not refunding or not giving it back because we didn't spend any latecomer fees. We're just from one person to the other.
Exactly.
So somewhere there's something from... Yep. The guy who's refunding it to us?
Yep.
That would be the theory,
We have the revenues in,
And I believe that there's like a 5% administrative fee, or there is an administrative fee.
Yeah, there is a small fee.
For us touching.
Yep, that we received. Yeah.
I don't have it.
That's all I had. Motion for consent?
Sure.
Aye.
Aye.
Was that your second, Greg?
Quick and easy.
Oh. Well, yeah, we can only have a second, and that's it.
Did you still want an answer for the $34 for Ferndale Records?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Special events updates ordinance.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's you? You're not going to like
year.
Part of this.
I'm filled with positivity. You can't shake my stride today. So, cast your mind back to the distant October 2018 in which we last discussed this. Mm-hmm. Our insurance provider asked us to update and overhaul our special events process and forms and all that. And it had been a long time since anybody... touched those things. I could tell because when I was updating our park rentals forms, I found references to a parks director, which, hasn't been a thing in a while. So, there was a lot of different parts to this update. Most of it wasn't an issue, but I'm going to briefly mention it for the record, which is we had the special events sponsorship guidelines to help us guide how we decide which events are worthy of our sponsorship and which events are not. There was
And the discussion around it last time was really trying to figure out how we quantify the support that we extend to folks. So with that in mind, we have the special events form, which, like a good government bureaucrat, I took a 3-page form and made it a 6-page form. But
outstanding.
Yes, but it actually, in working with Susan and Tony, it'll solve a lot of internal challenges because there was a lot of duplication in the information, and there's a lot more clarity for the customer using it, so they just fill out the pages that apply to them. It's got the prices embedded in the form, so they don't have to go and match the form with the prices, et cetera, et cetera. And then the other thing was changing our code to address just how we've been operating and updating some things. The issue raised in October was we were kicking it to the hearing examiner as the place of appeals because we did not have an appeals process. And council spoke loud and clear and said they did not want to send it to the hearing examiner, so it's coming to you guys. And our thoughts were, you know, if there's a quick turnaround, well, they should have gotten their paperwork in by the 45 days ahead of time, which they should have. And within 45 days, there's multiple council meetings in which they could hear the appeal. So, with all of that rambling, I believe you had a quibble.
I do.
I
just one?
What you got?
Yeah. I'm a little confused. It says, is it a budget item for this thing that we actually have money that we use to sponsor these things?
No. It's mainly staff time that's expended on these things.
So there is no...
There's no special events budget item. It's just public works or police supports the events that happen in our city.
Okay.
Other than stuff that's funded through LTAC, right?
So yeah, I'm not concerned about that. I was just wondering how we were expending funds or what have you without a council approval.
Usually it's staff time. We don't cut a check to anybody.
So those fees just go into the general fund then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do have a line item for park rentals. We have a revenue item for park rentals, and you will see that in the budget. But the time we spend is usually in just the general labor.
Okay.
And the changes will help us track that a little better.
If we could go to the list of the little, like, 10 bullet points.
Park rules.
The sponsors.
Page 5 of that.
That one?
Yes.
Oh, sponsorship. Cool.
No, I fill up one more. I think it's what he's after. Are you after what you and I talked about? I think the page up from that page 5.
That's our alcohol use. Park rules.
Park rules. Yeah,
I thought we'd have it this way.
There we go.
All right.
Let's talk about number 4.
Okay.
Where did you get number 4?
I did not change number 4. This is from the previous document.
So. Oh, okay.
Is there an update?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had, and that makes sense because we had an issue with somebody trying to declare that people couldn't have firearms in city buildings, like the city council chambers. And we had a bunch of people come and just raise hell over that because the state is the sole decider of firearms laws,
right.
And we are not. So if you want to just change that to discharge of firearms, because that's what's called out in here.
Yeah.
And then that way...
We can align it with state law. That's easy.
And that's really the only thing that I saw on it. But that makes sense because we had to change a lot of stuff on that for other things that were... I don't know who it was that put that in, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah. So. Okay.
So you dodged a bullet.
Literally.
But just to show him a good sport, here's your lump of coal.
Oh, thank you, Santa Claus. I appreciate it. Any other feedbacks about this?
Oh, go ahead.
Is it possible, or do you think that there would be an advantage to having this just be paper or just electronic? Or?
We're going to make this a fillable PDF. Cool. That was on my to-do list before the holidays, and it did not happen, but we're going to make this so that you can fill it out online. So,
and can they submit
print,
it
or
online?
Or print it and right. fill it out, yeah, because there's plenty of people who...
They still have to pay.
Unless we have a pay portal.
We don't have a pay portal yet, but having a fill where they could download, type it all in, print it out. Yeah. Or email it to us and we can print it out and they can pay in person. It's kind of meant so that Tony can walk folks through with it, so it goes in kind of a linear
sure.
pattern. So, and yeah, so.
Okay.
Okay.
We can put that on consent too, right? Mm-hmm. Motion to put on consent.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Appointment Planning Commission.
Do you want me to present this?
You have it in front of you. We okay. recommend on consent.
How many people did we get, just out of curiosity?
Three. You know, I don't think we got... Amy, I think these were all queued up from 1 or 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
What we did was I reached out to have a pile of people that, you know, I had six or seven at one time to fill one spot. And so I reached out to all of them and said, are you interested in reconsideration? Some had moved away, some said nah, and some said yeah. There was a new one. Ramon came in at the end. Mm-hmm.
Anya was also, yeah.
Yeah, and Anya was new?
Anya was... She approached me last time.
Was she last time?
Yeah. When, I'm thinking it was only Victor left or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Sarah Fassett had considered it too, but then withdrew before she.
And then we posted it like we yeah. customarily do.
I leaned on her to stay on Parks Commission.
This is an outstanding individual, lifelong Ferndale guy, recommended by a number of people, actually.
And I interviewed all the candidates. As well, and they were all strong. I mean, they in different ways. Haley also talked to them, and I think that we went through a fairly rigorous process just because they were so very different from one another, and each of them had advantages, each of them had potential drawbacks or questions, and Dustin rose to the top. He's definitely new
eyes. I kind of added them all up, and I went with him for kind of the two reasons that pushed him over the edge for me was he'd been in the queue the longest, about 3 years he'd been in there, and then being just a new face. Ramon is not a new face. We see him all the time around here. Anya Melter, you know, goodness, high caliber, high committed person. So let's get a new person in. Let's open the doors a little bit.
And what is he, what's his employment?
He's an electrician.
Oh.
For Mills Electric.
Okay, so he doesn't own a company. I just didn't want to avoid any conflicts of interest.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It seems, and who knows, that as he says, become more part of the community where he's raising a family, where that's on the Planning Commission right now. We have some folks who've been there for quite a while where 20 years ago that was their perspective, but now their kids are out of the house. And we have a couple who are raising families, but this is kind of a different new perspective as far as the age that he's at right now. And, you know, the mayor and I have talked about the role of a planning commissioner, where do you want a citizen expert or do you want the kind of perspective of the people? And I think that he's much more perspective of the people than, for instance, Ramon, who could say, I know the code better than you guys.
And would say that.
And
he does live in the city limits.
Yeah.
It's always
it was a hard one.
Consent again?
Sure.
Motion to put on consent.
I'll second, folks.
All approved. Aye.
Aye.
Surplus computer equipment.
Oh, this is just me. Northwest Tech has these old computer monitors and laptops and an old receipt printer that we haven't used in years. And so we would like to get those surplused, and they take them to auction or whatever, or they just, depending on their value.
I imagine recycle.
It's probably just recycle for this stuff, because mm-hmm. it's all pretty old.
Copper.
Yes.
Consent.
And this can go on consent.
Motion to put on consent.
Second.
All approved. Aye.
Aye.
And I'm not really comfortable going through this council rules and procedures with only two of us in the room. So we will postpone that to next time. Hopefully people won't be sick or we'll have some spares.
Or to make it on my calendar.
That's right. I looked at it, but I'm always in the habit of looking at the calendar.
Susan, how much is left on there? I haven't even looked at it in months.
You know, I honestly haven't either, but
it seems like
we're very, very close to the end. We're
half-ish. That's what I think. Coming to a middle.
I think we're past the middle.
Oh yeah, we're well past the middle. We're in the
home stretch.
20. We're past that reconsideration.
I'm not. We'll discuss it when we get there. But the ethics part, I think, should be whole and separate. That doesn't really belong in a procedures portion. That I think.
Yeah, we finished with item 27 out of 30.
Was it separate
something? It is an appendix. It's a separate.
Appendix.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's,
all right.
Yeah.
But it's.
We're on 27 and 30. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You're at the end, guys.
Oh, there's actually 41 items, but most of the ones at the end, there were no changes to.
Okay.
All right.
We are adjourned.
We can go to our meeting early.
Yeah, we can.
Great.